أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل العفو كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون في الدنيا والآخرة. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the great harms and the of the drinking wine and gambling, and in that a lot of money is spent, and it should never be spent in wrong things. Our money must not be spent in wrong things. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where should we spend our money? How much must we spend? Where must we spend our money? We understand we should not spend it in any of the haram things. So Nabi, so Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ اور تجھ سے پوچھتے ہیں کہ کیا خرچ کرے. They ask you that what should they spend, how much should they spend, and everything what we have got is from Allah Ta'ala. So really it is, we should spend everything in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and the akhirat is forever, dunya is temporary. So we should make our investment for that place which is eternal and forever. But Allah Ta'ala, Arhamur Rahimeen, He has given us everything that we have got, and He knows our needs of dunya also. So Allah Ta'ala, very very balanced our deen is, and the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, what should you spend? Qulil afwa. Keh dijiye ke jo bache apne tarah se. Whatever after your dunya's needs, after that spend in the path of Allah. This is also not the masala of zakat, that is fixed how much we must spend. But this is our nafil charity, that whatever we have got, don't spend everything in the path of Allah, and then you become a beggar yourself. On one occasion, one person came to in the gathering of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very very poor person, you could see it very clearly. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam encouraged all to give him money because he was so desperate and so need. And then when another need came, he gave everything of his. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam became upset with him that you're giving everything and then you're going to beg again. So Islam does not want us to do that, that we give everything away and we become beggars. Yes, that is different for those who have reached that stage, or in fact better, as Mufassirin say, it does not even apply to those people like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who spent everything in the path of Allah and left absolutely nothing behind. And of course they don't beg, they don't have hope of anything from anyone. If a person is at that level, he is permitted to spend everything in the path of Allah. But we who are not at that level, we should first see to our own needs, our family's needs, etc. And then what is extra? We pay our zakat, everything, and there is still extra. Then spend the extra, what we don't need, spend that in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has shown us a very balanced way. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. اسی طرح بیان کرتا ہے اللہ تمہارے واسطے حکم. In this way Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains His commands to you and makes considers all your own personal needs. And Allah is more considerate about us than what we are considerate about ourselves. One Buzurg says that on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah is to give me the choice, you do your own reckoning and you decide for yourself, you want to go Jannah, Jahannam, whatever. Everyone will think, I will do what for myself will be better. He says, I will leave it to Allah, because Allah is more considerate of me than what I am of myself. Allah knows my matters more than what I know my matters. So that is also that yaqeen we should build in the being, in the dhat of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala knows us more than what we know ourselves. And Allah is more considerate to us, more concerned about us than what we are. We don't even know what our needs are. We don't even know what is good for us, what is bad for us. Allah knows everything. Very fortunate is that person who leaves all his matters in the hands of Allah. and he makes dua and speaks to Allah and says, I leave all my matters in your hands, O Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala explains all this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَاكِ تُمْ فِكَرْ كَرُوا دُنْيَا اور آخِرَتْ کی بَاتُ مَنْ. So that you may ponder and consider all your matters of dunya and akhirat also. That you see your needs of dunya and you live a life of simplicity. You don't waste your money. Seeing to your needs of dunya doesn't mean you live in great luxury and comfort, extravagance and waste your money. No, you see to your needs here and you realize your eternal life of akhirat, where you make investments for akhirat, and this is such an effort, such an investment, such a like a silent investment. Once you have spent your money, you don't have to do anything in that. Your namazes, you still have to make your namazes. Your rozas, you have to keep your rozas. Hajj, you have to go for hajj. But what money you gave, you made that investment. Now you yourself don't have to do anything. It's just an earning for you for akhirat. So consider your matters of dunya also. Live your life comfortably is permitted also. And some little bit of extra also is permitted. But don't waste your money in this dunya. Don't just go on making investments of dunya. And all your house, how you build it. How many unnecessary things in the building itself. Just some design, some feature in the house, in the building. How much money we spend. Gardens, how much we spend. And when does a person get to enjoy his garden? He'll make a garden, he'll put a swing there also. But perhaps not once in his life he sits on that swing. We'll have a swimming pool made also. It's a novelty at the beginning and afterwards it's a burden. Now it's a matter of maintaining it, and if a little child is to drown in it, it's a cause of sorrow for us. So, but we spend money in all these things. If we saw to the needs of the poor and needy, who haven't got water to drink, and we have got water to waste in our swimming pools, water to waste in our gardens, that we keep them green even in winter, so much water, and other people haven't got a drop of water to drink. So Allah says, so that you ponder in your matters of your dunya also and your akhirat also. And investments of akhirat are forever and ever. And what a person makes an investment of a masjid, has a well dug for somebody, sees to the gives some widow a house to stay in, whatever he spends in the path of Allah. So this is greatly encouraged here, that see what Allah has given you, it is not yours. It looks like we earned it and it's ours, but it's just a gift from Allah. Nobody has got any money of his own. No matter how hardworking, how intelligent he is, it's only from Allah. And akhirat is forever. But yet Allah balanced it and see to your needs of dunya also. And then Allah says, ponder in your matters. Don't live a life of great, of extravagance, wastefulness, etc. Live your life comfortably. What you have got extra, don't hoard it. And that also becomes many times the cause of crooks coming. When we don't spend it in the path of Allah, they come and they take it away. And with that, they take a life also. If a person is shot, he becomes paralyzed, for example. And if we were spending in the path of Allah, Allah will save us. Nobody will come as crooks and robbers. Nobody will swindle us. Also, how many people, they are just robbed out of their money. League sort of above board, they are robbed out of their money. So if we spend in the path of Allah, Allah will protect us. And we'll have made our storage for akhirat, which is forever, and such a beautiful investment in which we don't have to do anything. The reward just coming, our returns, our dividends, 100% legal, keep on coming. They benefit us in this dunya, and the real will be for the akhirat. May Allah give us proper understanding of our deen and the tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana.